Tiffany's Democratic opponent this fall is Tricia Zunker. She says the bill pits health and safety against education.
Threatening to defund our schools is unacceptable. No matter where you stand on pandemic measures, our children and our teachers should not be held hostage. Congressman Tiffany should be focused on ensuring that our students and teachers have the tools they need during this pandemic by working to expand rural broadband access throughout northern Wisconsin.
Republicans are in the minority in the House, so observers think the chances of the bill ever becoming law are remote. Zunker thinks it was a bit of political grandstanding. From her view, education of children shouldn't be a political game.
In my capacity as school board president, you know, we are having meetings to figure out what to do for fall. We want to open in fall, but we have to take direction from the state. We can't make that choice ourselves. And I think that it's absurd to think that federal funding should be pulled from all schools that don't reopen in the fall, if they don't reopen physically, because it doesn't look the same throughout the country.
She says many districts are operating virtually, including the Wausau District. She says the teachers are working even harder to maintain the education, and she says the idea that funding should be pulled from virtual schooling is, in her words, absurd. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.